there. So I'd send out a thank you note for helping me get to over 100 followers at the beginning of the year. And in that post, I had mentioned that I would be doing an Ask Me Anything eventually. I really want to thank all of you that actually asked me things. This AMA would not have been made possible if it weren't for you. And I finally gathered all your questions and actually managed to find some time to answer them. So here goes. I've just set up on my couch and I've got my laptop up. And I do have a bit of lo-fi on in the background. I heard somebody else do this in their AMA, but I can't remember who it was. So if you're listening to this and you had lo-fi on in your AMA, thank you so much for the idea. I do think it would be a bit weird if I just like sat here on my own and answered these questions in silence, kind of like talking to myself, but yeah, it'll be nice to have the background noise. And I made sure that it's not copyrighted because I don't want to get sued. I do want to start with a warning. I've been told that I talk a lot. I've studied a lot of philosophy, so I think that that's where that comes from, but I do apologize if these answers become unnecessarily long. I'm gonna try to keep them not short, but I'm gonna try to avoid adding in irrelevant details. I'm probably gonna fail at that, but that's okay, I'll see how it goes. and I do want to mention that I'm not necessarily gonna be answering these questions in the order that they were asked in. I'm gonna try to get through the easier questions first, and then I'll move on to the more NSFW stuff later on. But with that being said, let's get started. first question, okay. Hello, Julie. Congrats on the 100. Do you take script offers? Hello, thank you so much. Yes, I do take script offers. However, I'm a bit picky as to what I'll record, and that's just because I'm still a bit shy to try certain things. And I'll go into more detail about that a bit later on, but if you've got a script that you'd like me to record, I'd be more than happy to take a look, and I'm sure we could work something out. Okay, next question. Could you describe yourself? That is a good question, but I think it's also fairly broad. So here's what I'm gonna do. Since I'm not sure if you're asking for a description of what I look like or of my personality, I'm gonna assume it's of what I look like, but I could be wrong, it could be both. I'm gonna give a brief description of what I look like, and then I'll do, how many should I do? I'll do 3 fun facts about me. And I think by fun, I really mean things about me that weird people out when they find out about them. But anyways, okay, what do I look like? I am 5'7". I'm kind of tan-ish. I've got brown eyes and shoulder-length hair that is naturally a bit of a darker brown, but at the moment, it's kind of black. when I was in high school, and I'm in my early 20s now, so that wasn't too long ago, I dyed my hair pink, and my parents knew about it, and they were cool with it, but the rest of my family was not, so eventually I had to dye it again, and I decided to change the color to black, and I kind of stuck with that ever since, but it's been a while since I've dyed it, so my natural brown is kind of showing now. I was gonna say that it's been a while since I've done anything to my hair, but that's not true. My hair was kind of long over the summer, and I cut it short in, like, September, which I kind of regret now, but that's not the point. Anyways, so yeah, shoulder length, blackish, brownish hair, that's in between curly and wavy. For those of you who know what I look like and are like, Julie, what the fuck, your hair is straight. That's because I straighten it. I will wear it curly sometimes if it's decided to cooperate with me, but, it's definitely much easier to wear it curly when it's longer. But as of right now, I think it just depends on my mood. Also, I wear glasses. I don't know if that's important, but yeah, that is what I look like. Okay, fun facts about me. What can I say about myself? Okay, so I'm very particular about the way that things are organized. And by that, I mean that I will not sleep if I feel like something is not in its right place. I'm especially particular about my closet. My sisters and my friends go through my closet all the time, which I do not mind at all, but when it comes to putting things back in, if it's not in its proper place, sorted by color and length, I will be stressed out until I can go put it back. And I think I extend the organization thing to almost everything. And a good example of that would be that I hate when I plan to meet someone and they're just really chill about what we're gonna do. Like, they don't really care what it is that we're gonna do or when we're gonna meet. And I hate that. I hate that so much. I need details and I need everything to be organized. What else can I say about myself? I know I just made a big deal about how my closet needs to be organized by color, but I pretty much only wear black. I mean, if you really paid attention to what I wear, you would notice that for this past month or so, it has always been a black tee of some sort, black leggings, black Chelsea boots, my black backpack, and a black windbreaker, not a coat. Because even though it's January, I refuse to accept that it is winter. It was like +1 degree Celsius the other day. It was +6 yesterday. So there's like no snow on the ground. It's not winter. Anyways, I do own things that are not black. I just don't wear them very often. So I think that if you've ever seen me wearing any sort of color, you're probably special to me. And on that note, I also almost always wear my hair up. So if you see me with my hair down, you're probably also very special to me. And like, if you see me with my hair down and in colors, I'm like in love with you. No, I'm kidding. I'm not in love with you. but I'm probably really into you. Okay, one more thing about myself. All right, so this is actually something I only realized recently, and that too only because someone pointed it out to me, but I'm not exaggerating when I say that I am always laughing in some form or another. I'm sure I've already done it a number of times already in this AMA. I know I've done it a few times in my other audios and definitely over the phone with some of you, but I habitually throw in a little laugh at the end of sentences or between pauses where I don't know what to say. Most oftentimes when I'm nervous, and that's actually got me in trouble in a number of different instances, but that's not the point. That's a story for another time. But yeah, I definitely laugh a lot, and I'm also constantly smiling. Like, even if I'm just sitting down and working on my laptop, I'll have a smile on. I have a smile on right now, I don't know why. Usually if I accidentally catch someone's eye, then I'll smile and do like a little nose scrunch. I just did it right now and I realized that you can't see that, but yeah, I'm always smiling and I'm always laughing. Okay, moving on. Next question. What's the weirdest compliment you've ever received? Wow. this is a tough one. To be honest, I don't think I've received very many compliments at all. But there was this one that, looking back on it now, is not so much a weird compliment. Or maybe it is. I don't know. You can let me know afterwards. But the way that it was brought about was definitely weird. I was once talking to a group of friends who I didn't really know so well at the time, because we had met fairly recently prior to that event, and I'm not sure what it was that I was talking about, but I was the only one talking and the rest of the group was kind of listening. And out of nowhere, one of the girls just puts her hand on my face while I was mid-sentence. And I didn't really know how to react. I just kind of stood there in shock for a second because, like, what do you do when you're talking and someone just gently rubs their hand against your cheek? But anyways, I found out later on that it was because she thought that my face looked really soft and she wanted to touch to confirm it. And I'm proud to say that yes, it is soft. but yeah, that was weird. Sorry, I just got a notification on my watch that I'm going to dismiss because that is very distracting. Okay. Moving on. Would you rather fight 1,000 ant-sized bears or 1 bear-sized ant? Oof. I don't really want to answer this question. I'm so scared of ants, like, even at their current size. So, definitely not the bear-sized ant. but I think that bears are pretty intimidating too, regardless of how cute they are. And I'm pretty sure they would still be pretty dangerous, like, even if they were ant-sized, especially considering that there would be 1,000 of them. So, I don't know. I think I kind of prefer the ant-sized bears, mainly because I'm pretty sure I would die if I saw a bear-sized ant. But with that being said, I would be pretty horrible at fighting, at least in a physical manner. I'm currently studying philosophy and a bit of criminal justice, and I pretty much argue and debate all day, so I could definitely take you down psychologically, but physically, no. There's no way. I don't think I could even hurt a fly. So I think I'm gonna go with the 1,000 ant-sized bears if I have to. I don't want to, but if I have to. okay. Next question. Hey Julie, what would you say is your type? Oh my goodness, that's another tough question. My type, huh? That's a good question. I'm bisexual. I like both men and women, though I do tend to like men a bit more. But I think that my answer for my type when it comes to women comes fairly easily, because someone also pointed this out to me. I swear, if people didn't point things out about me to me, I would probably not know anything about myself. I've been told that I'm attracted to women who look like me. Now that I say that out loud, it sounds so narcissistic, but I promise I don't do that on purpose. I've never ever seen a resemblance between me and any of the girls that I've been attracted to in the past, but in fact, the thought that any of them look like me at all has never even crossed my mind. But my friends have all pointed out that every girl that I've ever liked has looked like me in some way. I'm not sure how that happens, but apparently it does. when it comes to guys though, I don't like to think that I have a type. I definitely have a bit of a soft spot for guys with like lighter colored fluffy hair and lighter colored eyes. So like blonde or light brown hair and like blue or green eyes. But to be honest, I don't think that's very indicative of anything, especially considering that all the guys that I've dated in the past have been the opposite of that in some way, and I was still really attracted to them, so no, I don't think I have a type. Overall, I think that the most important thing that I look for in both men and women is a sense of humor. I know that I said that I'm always laughing, but if you can really make me laugh, and you'll be able to tell, because me really laughing is like vastly different than what I'm doing right now. but yeah, if you can really make me laugh, then I'll fall in love with you, guaranteed. I also find that I'm a bit oblivious when it comes to attraction. I usually don't know that I like someone, even though I do. And I also tend to be a bit more reserved when it comes to displaying my feelings. So I think that if you're the type of person who gets close really easily and are not afraid to make it obvious that you're attracted to me, if you basically act like you're in love with me, even if you're not my type or you don't check any of the boxes that I'm looking for, I'll probably fall for you that way too. Yeah, because I'm very oblivious. Like, it's horrible. okay, moving on to the more NSFW stuff. That's probably what everyone's been waiting for, but all right. What do you think about hookups? Good, bad, thoughts? Okay, I have a confession to make, and this is definitely gonna be a bit of an ironic confession considering that I make erotic audios, but I'm a virgin. I haven't really gone any further than making out with someone, and it's not that I've never had the opportunity to do anything further, it's just that I think that I'm waiting for the right time. I haven't exactly worked out the details yet, but with that being said, I am not opposed to hookups. it definitely takes a lot for me to catch feelings for someone, so hooking up is definitely something that I've considered, just to, like, get my first time out of the way. But other times I feel like I should wait for the right person. I mean, I'm still in my very early 20s. There really is no rush, but whatever, I'm sure I'll figure that out eventually. It's not really a top priority for me at the moment. And with that being said, I think that the fact that I don't have a lot of experience is also one of the reasons why I'm so hesitant to record another ramble. I know that the two that I've done have been fairly popular, and I've got a ton of requests for something similar to those. But I mainly stick to scripts. I mean, I've got a ton of fantasies and, like, things in my head that I would love to try, but I don't think I would ever want to record something that sounds unrealistic or that wouldn't really happen in real life. I do know that there are some people that would be into that, but I just don't think that I would be comfortable doing that. Like, the whole time I'm recording, I would just be like, is this something that would actually happen? And I would just get way too in my head to focus on what I'm doing, and ugh, it would be a mess. But anyways, moving on. Tell us a kink most people in your life don't know about you. I don't think most people in my life know about any of the kinks that I have. My kink is being loved and appreciated. No, it's not. So even though I don't have a ton of experience, there are so many things that I would like to try, and I've kind of promised myself that I wouldn't ever say no to anything or say that I don't like something until I've tried it at least once. So at this point, I'm fairly open to all sorts of kinks. However, if I had to pick one that might be considered a bit taboo, I'm a huge fan of, like, blanket consent. I'm not sure if that's the correct term for that. But basically getting to know someone and agreeing that they're more than welcome to do whatever they wanted to me whenever they wanted. I guess it kind of ties into a rape fantasy, because I wouldn't mind if they continued even if I said no. But, like, it's still consensual. That being said, I highly doubt that there would ever be an instance where I say no, because I can be so fucking needy. Other than that, I'd say I'm not really into anything super edgy. I've mentioned this in another audio, but I do like choking, name calling, anything that could potentially leave marks. So, like, spanking, definitely biting. Hair pulling is another really cool one. I definitely like calling guys daddy and just being a sub in general, but I can be a switch. I do like to take control every once in a while. I think I should take one of those quizzes and, like, share my results, because I'm probably doing a horrible job at describing these. But anyways, next question. Sex in public, yay or nay? And tell us a story of you having sex in public. I think this kind of ties into the blanket consent thing, but yes, 100% yes to sex in public. I would love for someone to do whatever they wanted to me, regardless of where we are. That is such a big fantasy of mine. And I wish I had a story to tell of me having sex in public. That would be really cool. I feel like this AMA is kind of boring because of the fact that I've never done anything, but if you're still here, thanks so much for bearing with me and continuing to listen to this. And the last question that I have, is least favorite sex position. Again, something I really wish I could answer, but unfortunately cannot. I think I should, like, redo this once I have and just post an updated version. I don't know. What do you think? Should I? Alright. So those are all the questions that I have. Thank you so much for sticking around and listening to this, as well as to all of the other stuff that I've posted. I really, really appreciate it, and I don't think that I could ever thank you all enough. If there was anything that you'd like me to elaborate on, if you think that I talk too fast, I probably do, and you need me to clarify something, or if there's anything else you'd like to ask me, or if you just want to chat, as always, my messages are always open. I do try my best to get back to them as soon as possible, but unfortunately, I am the type of person who, like, sees every notification the second it comes in, and then I get distracted, and I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll respond to that later, and I'll draft a response in my head and just forget about it. I do try to respond to all messages as soon as possible, because I'm aware that I'm that type of person. So if you've ever sent a message and I didn't respond, it's probably because I responded in my head and then never sent it, which I know is not very helpful, but I promise I'm definitely going to try to improve my response rate, if that's even the correct term for that. But anyways, thanks again for listening, and I hope to be back with new content soon.